Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Yeah. So Hare Krishna, you sing very nicely. Very full-throatedly and full-heartedly. I think it's very good, this English language. Full-throatedly means your throat must be full, and full-heartedly, your heart must be full as well. My dear devotees, I'm very happy to welcome you for this evening program. We call it the Leela Kirtan evening. And I would like to explain two things before we start in earnestness. One is that during these retreats, we always reserve the evening to hear about Krishna. After all, we are trying to come closer to Krishna, to make our relationship more vital, to make it, and we hope by this that it will be a two-way relationship, not only that we give our attention and our efforts to Krishna, but we all hope that Krishna will feel prita or pleased by this effort and then respond in kind to us. Here, this is a desire. It is described that as you advance in Krishna consciousness, three types of desires will be born in your heart. And one of these desires is that you want to actually feel or know, does Krishna care for my service? Does he receive it? Does he notice it? And does he respond to it? No? This is a desire to feel that Krishna accepts your service. So, as I said, we will hear now directly about Krishna. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that this is vital. It's necessary as we chant Hare Krishna. If we want to develop our chanting, our Acharya says, we must have two things in mind. Hari Nam and Hari Katha. Hari Nam is like the body of Krishna, and Hari Katha, this is something like his Swarup Shakti, his original energy, which belongs to his own body, his own Rupa, Swarup Shakti. So these two things belong together like Krishna and Radha. It's important. Now, to hear about Krishna, this is my next point, is best done if you hear what he does at the precise moment where you want to hear and think of him. I don't know how you do when you want to think of a person who is close to you. Very often you ask the question, what does he do now? Does he sleep? Or does he eat? Or does he walk? Or does he work? Or does he sit on his bicycle maybe and does he have some free time? So great devotees of Krishna have divided the day into 8 periods, and they like to be aware during each of the periods what Krishna does during this period. And as they chant the holy name in earnestness, their thoughts go to Krishna and his activity during this time. An example of this can be found in Chaitanya Charitamrita in relationship to a Ram Bhakta, who of course thought of Ram. You might remember Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was on his South India tour, and he was received by a Brahmana, a Vipra. The Brahmana invited him to stay and take his lunch at his place. So lunchtime came, but no lunch came. Mahaprabhu waited. More of the lunchtime went by, but again, no lunch was there. Mahaprabhu waited. Finally, in the afternoon, he asked, will there be lunch? And the Brahmana was very distraught. And he gave an answer which revealed his profound absorption in Ram Leela. He said, how can there be lunch today? Sita is kidnapped by Ravana in the forest. She doesn't cook now. Lakshman and Ram are totally disturbed and are roaming around in the forest searching for Sita. How can there be lunch? How can there be cooking going on in this time? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, stemming from the same tradition of remembering the Leela of his most beloved Lord, smiled. And he said, that's understandable. Today can't be any lunch. Now, when he came back from his South India tour, he had in his possession one page of the Koma Purana. And in this scripture, there was a very, very important information for this Brahmana. First, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke this information. He said, Ravan has not kidnapped Sita. He has an illusory Maya form of Sita, because how can a demon lay his hand on the internal energy of the Lord? It's not possible. When he crossed the ring of fire, illusory Maya Sita was produced and given into his hand, and that's what he got. So cooking can go on without any problem at any time. And then he said to the Brahmana, who was believing him, but he said, here, read this. I brought this for you from the Koma Purana in South India. I had the Brahmanas copy it. And this is the Praman, or the Shastric proof for the statement that cooking can go on. Sita is not stolen. So this is an indication in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. There is another one, but let us leave it with a very obvious one. This is an indication how great devotees of the Lord, who are absorbed in their Lord, like to think of what the Lord does at the particular time of the day where they are engaging in his meditation, in his thought. So, tomorrow, good. Having said this much, I want to say that in this evening class, we will also hear what Krishna does during the particular periods of the day. As I have announced, I think on the email, that this Japa retreat or Kirtan retreat follows the guideline of Bhajan Rahasya. Bhajan Rahasya is like the how to do it book for all those who like to do bhajans, bhajan in while taking the holy name of the Lord. And this Bhajan Rahasya has three dimensions, as you will learn more in detail tomorrow. It's first starts with a verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita and relates this verse, Shikshastakam. It starts with a verse from Shikshastakam and it relates that with a particular state in Krishna consciousness. For instance, today, the first verse of Shikshamrita, Chetodapana, relates to Shraddha. It gives faith to all of us to hear about the seven results which we obtain when we chant. We hear them and we think, my God, I could also do this chanting, and then maybe I will also experience how the dirty things from my mind are removed and my heart gets purified so that Krishna becomes reflected in this cleansed heart. We think as we listen to the descriptions of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as they are given in the first verse, that let me try this. Some Shraddha is born. Then in Bhajan Rahasya, after quoting the verse, there are many, many texts, my dear devotees, which work on this point, instilling Shraddha. Why it is very logical that if you practice Krishna consciousness, you will attain the highest goal. This is the main body of the work. After quoting one verse, and relating the verse to a particular level of spiritual advancement, the rest of the chapter really works hard on bringing you to this level of advancement by giving you reasons, by giving you practices, by giving you important considerations, moods, understandings, and so on. You will understand this all better tomorrow. But then, listen to this. Each chapter, which corresponds to one verse of Shastakam, ends with a particular pastime, which Krishna does at a certain period of the day. So the first period is called Nishanta Lila, and it is taking place from 3:36 a.m., that's when you get up when you are in good consciousness, to 6 a.m., Hare Krishna. It's the time, the pastimes at the end of night. You will be in your shower, and this is your pastimes at the end of night. Cleanse. Chetodapanamajanam on the body. Chetodapana svetanam, you know. And so on. But if you advance in and you will go to your Mangal Aratik, and then as you come before the Lord chanting his names, you will think as you watch Radha Gopinath about a wonderful pastime, and in this way relate Krishna and the chanting of the holy name with a pastime which was performed during this time. So this is a little advanced state of Krishna consciousness, and I think it is not fair if we keep this eternally away from you. Honey comes later, now work. Huh? I think we can carefully and responsibly understand a little bit about this pastime. I have purposefully done this in the... now it's not the pastime for this. It's not 3:36 a.m. It is... 6-something p.m. But what you can hear is already this particular pastime. Make yourself familiar with it to some extent, and as you are tomorrow entering into your shower and then come out fully cleansed to have your Mangal Arati Darshan and your chanting, you can remember some of the episodes which you will hear about today, and in this way know, my Lord is doing this now. And in this way, your remembrance of Krishna will be filled with life. I don't know how you are, but I'm always like this. I sometimes receive telephone calls from India or from different places around the world, and then I'm asking, and how is he? Oh, he? Well, he is writing a particular book which he always wanted to write. Really? Is it easy for him? Well, he expressed that he needs to do a little bit more study in Gopal Champu, but then he's ready. Acha. And how is he? Well, he is always swimming in the Yamuna. Oh, really, really. And as I'm hearing the news about my friends from Vrindavan, who either swim in the Yamuna or work on books or quarrel with monkeys, everything comes to life, and I feel I'm just there. I'm only a little bit around the corner here, that is in the Western Hemisphere. I'm a little lost here, but just to hear gives me life, gives me connection. Huh? Connection. So I want to do this with you. I want to read to you a little bit about the pastimes of the Lord. And the wonderful, it's really wonderful what you will hear. And I would like to do this in the style of the, what is it called? Something. It will come. It's a certain style where you are engaged in singing also. We will sing a song. We will just somehow absorb ourselves in the pastime. It will not be a long pastime. It's a short pastime. And I request your utmost attention to give sufficient respect to this very confidential and very sacred part of our practice. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. We have to sing softly because it's early morning. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
early in the morning. You can compare this time to the time when the curtain before Radha Gopinath is still closed and they are being awakened behind closed curtains. But here it's still a little bit earlier. The divine couple is resting inside a kunja. Kunja is something like a tree house, a little a space which is enclosed by flower-bearing trees who bear vines. A kunja has an inner room and something like an outer room, almost like these balcony houses which you find surrounding the castle, where there's this large terrace or veranda from which one can overview the beautiful scenery of the Ardennes. But the kunja has this very intimate room, this closed encampment, and then before a terrace. On this terrace, a pleasing scene is going on. That the servants of Radha and Krishna prepare the services for the different parts of the day. Some little gopi girls called manjaris are preparing garlands for Radha and Krishna. Others mix together cosmetics and betel nuts. The incense burners are filled with fragrant aguru wood, which gives a very nice fragrance into the air. And then a gentle spring breeze arrives. And this spring breeze flows gently with the fragrance of fresh flowers into the kunja, the inner room, where the Lord and the Lady of the kunja are very softly awakened by this fragrant breeze. As the breeze comes in and out the kunj, the bumblebees awaken and smell this wonderful fragrance, which is enriched with an even more wonderful fragrance. Vrindadevi arrives before the kunj. She is slightly worried. Soon the sun will rise, and still the divine couple has not arisen. They will arrive late at home, and this will not pass unnoticed by the elders. So Vrindadevi gets an idea. She calls the different birds who perch on the trees and tells them, sing most melodiously. I will read to you about the singing of the birds. On Vrinda's signal, these best of the birds filled the grove with their blissful chirping. Swarms of bees greedy for honey entered the conch and made a humming sound like Cupid's auspicious conch. A group of female bees, maddened from drinking honey, they are a little mad, these female bees, helped to wake up Govinda by buzzing even louder than the ringing of cymbals. That's their sound. And a flock of cuckoos repeatedly sang cuckoo, cuckoo, cuckoo in the highest fifth note, which sounded like the veena of the god of love. So you can see Vrindavan slowly awakens. The soft, sweet chirping of the birds awakened also the divine couple from their slumber. However, each was unaware that the other was awake. Full of affliction at the thought that they would now have to separate to return to their homes independent of each other, they pretended to go back to sleep. A sweet analogy is driven here. Just like the divine couple needs to be awakened, we, the Bhata Jiva of this world, need to be awakened. And we are awakened by one of the birds who was present there. See, Vrindadevi has two wonderful parents called Daksha. Daksha means expert, and Vichaksha. I forgot right now what Vichaksha means, but it's also someone very clever. So one of these other parrots is Shukadev Goswami in his Vrindavan pastimes. He's a parrot of Radharani. And just like he will now come and say something to Radha and Krishna that they totally wake up and not pretend to sleep any longer, Shukadev Goswami has come into this world and spoken the Bhagavad Gita, the Bhagavatam, to wake us up completely. My dear devotees, you are still half asleep from the spiritual perspective. Something something stirs in your heart, some awareness of spiritual life, but at the same time, there's so much slumber in your eyes and in your mind. Krishna Kirtan. So much needs to be done to awaken us totally, and therefore the best of awakeners, Shukadev Goswami has spoken the Srimad Bhagavatam. Let me tell you how they address Radha and Krishna, these parrots. O Lord, please get up. You inundate the whole world with your sweetness. You are the moon rising over the milk ocean of Nanda's heart. It is said here, it's hinted, when a moon rises over an ocean, what will happen with the ocean? The ocean waters will swell and move up. So when Krishna comes back to Nanda Maharaj at home, the milk ocean in his heart, the ocean of affection, upon seeing Krishna entering Nanda Bhavan, or the palace of Nanda Maharaj, will rise. In other words, the fatherly love of Nanda Maharaj will surge forward like an ocean which crosses his bounds and boundaries, and he will come to Krishna, he will lift his turban and smell underneath the turban his head, which is a sign of parental affection. A parent in India will smell your head. That is how parental affection is expressed. So then the parrot says, go home, leave now the river, the banks of the river Yamuna, and delight your friends. And then one parrot, it's actually Vikshakshana, the wise one, says, wise men, Krishna, are never bewildered at the time of doing their duties. Don't be bewildered by sleep any longer. Rise up. And then female parrots address Srimati Radharani, and they give many, many poetic verses to bring her to full awareness. And finally the divine couple wake up. But as they see each other and their tremendous beauty, they again become wrapped up in sweet talk and totally forget about going home. Radharani looks at Krishna, who is beauty incarnate, and Krishna looks at Srimati Radharani, who is also a beauty incarnate. And at that time, they lose their decision to separate and go in other ways, but they spend more time together. Now, Vrinda gets increasingly anxious when Radha and Krishna do not come home at that time. All of Vrindavan will talk about them, that the son of Nanda Maharaj is actually spending the night with others in the forest, and the daughter of King Brishabhanu is also not at home in Jatila, but is out in the forest, partying, as we would say in our language. So Brindadevi wants to take care that this scandal is not known, and she knows that there is one personality in her retinue. Retinue means like the people around her who serve her, who can achieve what the parrots could not. They can achieve that Radha and Krishna give up their association and go home. So Vrindadevi calls in Kakati. Just notice the Sanskrit word Kakati. It sounds as if this name already cuts. You know, Kakati. Oh my God, sounds this Kati. It sounds almost like Kati. Kakati. Kati. So I will read to you now who is Kakati and what Kakati does and says. Some of you might know who is Kakati. An old female monkey named Kakati, who knows when to act, took a signal from Vrinda, and she recited poetry while sitting nearby in a tree. Daybreak, 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 being praised by virtuous men, comes like a female ascetic wearing red cloth and matted locks, Jatila, that appear like rays of light emanating from her head. So when the divine couple hears daybreak, has matted locks like Jatila, their faces pale, all the gopis look, Jatila, not Jatila. Because Jatila means Radha's mother-in-law. Jatila is her name. At the mentioning of her name, the son of excessive fear, son of excessive fear, begins to rise in the heart of the gopis. Anxiety arises and dries up the ocean of their blissful pastimes. Radha and Krishna, hearing that the mother-in-law is near, get up with a start, and they go down. They say a bit of quick farewell, and then they go down their separate ways. Krishna goes to Nandagram, and Srimati Radharani goes to Javad. Yes. Now, my dear devotees, you must know that in Vaishnav poesies, there are always two types of journey. One is called an abhisa, and the other is a journey of separation. An abhisa is a journey which Radha undertakes to meet Krishna, or which Krishna undertakes to meet Radha. An abhisa, a loving journey, is also what we undertake on our ways back home, back to Godhead. It's a journey, an abhisa, which will demand the best of us. So this is a controversial journey. It's a journey of separation which the divine couple now undertake. And there is a verse by Rupa Goswami describing how Krishna looks as he separates from his dearest of devotees, from Radharani. Krishna hath thrown away his flower garland. He cranes his neck in longing. Yes, Yama looks to the right, and then he looks to the left, searching with his eyes for his anxious lover. Thus, before all the Brajabasis get busy and wake up at sunrise, Radha and Krishna return home. I would like to read to you at the end how Radharani goes home. It's a very, very nice description. It's a very amazing description. Radharani is always surrounded by her manjaris, her very confidential maidservants. And just like a king, when he walks, is surrounded by bodyguards who look anxiously left and right if there is any obstruction to the journey or any opponent coming. These manjaris look with darting eyes through the morning atmosphere. Sri Rupa Manjari, desiring to bring Radha safely home, placed her in the chariot of her mind and walked behind her. Due to fear and her affection for Radha, Sri Rupa covered Radha with a protective screen of her ash-grey eyes darting in all directions. Soldiers walked before the king, shooting volleys of arrows to ward off any approaching enemies. Similarly, Ratimanjari, fearing the approach of some unfavorable persons, accompanied Radha, shooting the arrows of her restless glances here and there. So then Radha, surrounded by the Sakis, enters her home and feeling already intense separation from Krishna, starts crying. In a helpless way, she opens her heart to Lalita and says, "Oh Lalita, you made me believe that I would meet Krishna and submerge in the nectar ocean of his loving. Enticing me, you took me from my house and before meeting Krishna, you immediately brought me back. Oh Lalita, what fault have I made that has denied me the ocean of nectar?" So Radha is so much yearning for Krishna that she was just together with Krishna, but already she is separated, and in her separatedness she yearns for Krishna. The chapter ends. With an analogy. Krishna, as the Adi Purusha, always sleeps on the bed of Ananta. And at the time, as he sleeps, he has to be awakened by the personified Shrutis, the scriptures, who sing his praise. So Krishna, this is the analogy here, for us is not yet active, but by our glorification of Krishna, Krishna arises in our life and becomes active. See, when you chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, what you do in effect is, you bring the Lord who is asleep in your life, whom you have put asleep by your neglect, you awaken him so that the Lord himself becomes active. This is a confidential meaning of this lila. This is expressed by Krishna Das Kaviraj, who says, "During every yuga, the Adi Purusha manifests, maintains, and annihilates the universe." Says, "He then enters his abode and sleeps on the bed of Ananta. At that time, the personified Shrutis who expend the Lord's pastimes enter unseen into his transcendent body. Similarly, after performing his Kunja Lila, Krishna was awakened, returned home, and lay down in bed." So this is a very simple pastime. There is not much going on. There is the arising of Radha and Krishna and the eventual separation of Radha and Krishna as they go into their different abodes. But devotees who chant Krishna's holy name like to remember this pastime of the Lord, getting up, arising coming to Nanda Maharaj and his friend and Krishna's friends. They like to remember this. And when they come in the morning before their beloved deities like Radha Gopinath and the curtain is open, they see the Lord. Do you know how he is dressed? In night dress, right? He has slept. And they sing now for him the Mangal Aratik. Sangsara dava nadali daloka. They sing it in the morning tune with coarse voices and eyes drooling with sleep. But their idea is to wake up the Lord. Wake up for another day, my Lord. Just like the parrot said, oh, rising, oh, sun. What do they say? Oh Lord, please get up and inundate the whole world with your sweetness. You are the moon rising over the milk ocean of Nanda's heart. Rise up. So let us sing this particular song. It's, I've taken this kirtan from the Gitavali of song collection of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Let me see. Wait a minute, I have to just find that. Dekhiya arundaye pinda devi vyasta hoy kunya nanadaba korailo. When Vrinda Devi sees it begins to dawn, she becomes busy causing various birds to fill the kunj with the sound. When Radha and Krishna hear the verses recited by the parrot and Minna, they get up. Seeing them, the sakis feel thrilled. We can maybe close this light, then it's a little bit... is it possible? Then it's... yes. Yes. Deki arunodai Vrinda Devi Vyasta hoy 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 Konye nana rabakara ailo Konye nana Konye nana Korailo Konye nana Rabha Korailo Sukasari Patya Shuni Ute Radha Nila Mani Sukesari Adyashuni Ute Radha Nilamani Shuki Sari Adyashuni Ute Radha Nilamani Shukhe Shari Adyashuni Ute Radha Nilamani Sakhi Gana deki fishta hoilu taki gana eki fishta hoilu taki gana deki fishta hoilu Agigana deki ishta oilu Kalochita sulalita kokotida rabesita The female monkey kokot makes a sound appropriate to the situation. A sound which frightens Radha and Krishna. Jatila. Despite being eager for each other's company, they go back to their own homes where they go to bed. Remembering these pastimes, I worship the divine couple. Kalochita solalita kokotida rabibita Kalochita solalita kokotida rabibita Pita Radha Krishna Satrishna Hoya Radha Krishna Satrishna Hoya Radha Krishna Satrishna Hoya Nija nija grihe gelo nibrite shayana koila Nija nija grihe gelo nibrite shayana koila Nija nija Grihe gela nibrit shayana koila Donhe baji sei lila Maria, donhe baje de se lila. Donhe baje se lila. Maria, donhe baje se lila. This next verse tells us how to combine these pastimes with the singing of the holy names. It says, please meditate on this pastime and sing about the holy names and pastimes of Krishna. Then you will attain the treasury of love of God and will go back to the abode of Krishna. Ei lila smara, ara,
Krishna Nama Elila Shumara Ara Gao Krishna Nama Elila Smaro Ara Gao Krishna Nama Elila Smaro Ara Gao Krishna Krishna Lila Prema Dhanna Babe Krishna Dham Krishna Lila Prema Dhanna Babe Krishna Dham Krishna Lila Prema Dhanna Babe Krishna Dham Krishna Lila Prema Krishna Lila Prema Dana Bhave Krishna Dham Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Yeah.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Ketana, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Everybody please, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, oh please, with my heart.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare.
Prabhu para, Prabhu para, Prabhu para, Prabhu para. Jaya Gaura Nithai, Gaura Nithai. Gauranithai, Gaura Nithai. Gopinatha Radha, Gopinatha Radha. Jaya Radha, Kanaya Lala, Radha, Kanaya Lala, Radha.
Hare Krishna. So I thank you very, very much for participating in this first full day of your retreat. You are a very encouraging audience. I wish you all the best for the remainder, that which is still to come. We have now, we will end today a little bit earlier because some of you are still settling in and you are tired. Please use the time to reflect about the day. Today in the morning we heard the first verse of Shikshastakam and we understood maybe a little bit how this chanting can cleanse the marrow of the mind. I can see many of you, some of you already looking much brighter than when you arrived. Some of you have expressed to me their great relief. They have said, "Oh, you can't believe what this means for me to be here amongst the devotees, to be in this place which is so spiritual, to be before the deities." Our own team, who has worked very hard and who had to help a devotee pass to the other side, has come to me repeatedly and said, "Oh, we are so grateful, we are so happy to be here. It's again life for us." So I've heard from many sections, or many of you, similar expressions. But let us remember, we are just waking up. We are just starting our journey. And let us keep in good spirits, let us pace ourselves, take good care of us. There will be parts where you will have to brace yourself, where you will have to give your level best. So now let us use our time wisely. I wanted to make one little announcement which is in my mind. Remember I told you about programs where it's highly recommended that you participate, but there are optional programs also. One of these programs was from 5 to 8 o'clock, just before this Leela Katha session with Gaura Hari. And there is another program which I heard yesterday and I have participated several times in the past in. It's the short evening kirtan when Radha Gopinath are going to bed and the curtain opens. Manu, when are the timings for this? I think you are almost every...
We do 1 hour every day from
8:15 to 9:15. Acha, from 8:15 to 9:15 in the temple. And there is a time when the deities give their last darshan, I think maybe from 9 to 9:15. Yes, 10 to 9, the last darshan of the deity starts. That's also a wonderful, wonderful way to, you know, capture a last glance on Radha Gopinath, sing the holy names, and then go to bed with a divine impression. Let us really be a little bit like gold hunters and gold diggers. when the gold rush was in America, it was announced that anyone could go to, I believe, Alaska. Was it Alaska or Canada or somewhere up north? And they could make their claim. That means they had a rope, or if they were poor, just a few pieces of wood, and they put it in the ground, and that was their claim. You know, they claimed it, and then they dug in it and got the gold nuggets. So I think you should all make your claim on your time. Maximum use in Krishna consciousness, maximum use in chanting and darshan, in nice Krishna conscious activities. And then when you have made such a claim, then you can duck or dig your gold nuggets, your nuggets. You know what that is? The small things of gold. Good. So tomorrow we expect you latest for the Prabhupada Guru Puja. And then there will be another discovery verse. And then in the workshop tomorrow, we will go in all earnestness into this ancient guide for chanting the Bhajan Rahasya. There will be many exercises. I need you very much awake. Otherwise, I will do German yoga exercises with you. Last time in Radhadesh, devotees were eating overdoses of prasadam, and I had to make a few times these heavy exercises to get the circulation going and the sweat running. If you don't want this, you please come well rested. I wish you a wonderful good night and see you tomorrow. Yes, Mataji, you have a question. That is good to ask tomorrow. Tomorrow is time. Today we want really brief sections to go to bed. But from tomorrow on, we will go longer. But let's go enter the retreat. Slowly, slowly. I don't want to burn out your fuses in the first few days. I will become intense, don't worry. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, sisi goni tai ki, gaur premanandi ari ari bol.